Well, yesterday I was looking at the book of Haggai, and in that book we saw the prophet. The prophet's basically I'm just going to read verses 2 through 5. This is from the Amplified Bible. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time is not yet come that the Lord's house should be rebuilt, although Cyrus ordered it, done 18 years before. Then came the word of the Lord to Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house of the Lord lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways and set your mind on what has come to you. So we were looking at that yesterday, and we were looking at how the people have been sitting back and saying, you know what, since obviously the house isn't being built, God hasn't really made the provision, God hasn't really opened up the avenues, it's not been an easy thing for us to do, so obviously it's not yet God's time for us to rebuild the house of God. And so with that rationalization, and I'm sure in their minds, a just rationalization for a lot of people, they decided, well, it's not yet time, and so they didn't do the work. Now, they still devoted themselves to bettering themselves, bettering their lives, bettering their homes, bettering their situations in the carnal, but they weren't bettering themselves in that spiritual aspect. And that's why the prophet said, consider your ways. And we gave the example yesterday of William Carey as that guy who's the father, really, of missions, and how, you know, the society, the Christian society, the Christian culture of the time even had said, oh, you know what, when God finds the time is right to reach the heathen with the good news, he'll do it. You know, it's not up to you and I, he'll do it. And that had been the prevailing mindset for the church, the Christian church, for generations and generations, both in Europe as well as in the United States. Well, that's not the mindset, though, that we saw from, that's not the mindset we saw from William Carey. And he saw that the time was now, and he moved. And obviously, today, we have an entirely different mindset on missions. Now, every church believes powerfully in missions and is involved in missions and has an evangelistic heart. And most have a global evangelistic heart. This is one man who was obeying. This is the power of just being obedient and listening to the word of the Lord as he speaks to the prophet Haggai. So again, what the prophet said was, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways and set your mind on what has come to you. So the prophet was saying through God to the people who had said, well, it's obviously not yet time. The prophet's saying, I want you to consider what's taking place because you've said it's not yet time. I want you to consider your ways and I want you to consider what's taking place. So we're going to pick that up today and read from just after verse 5. So in verse number 6, again, this is the prophet saying to the people who said, well, obviously it's not yet time because God hasn't put all things together. You know, when God puts it all together, then we'll move. There's no faith in that. You look throughout the Word of God. You know, Elijah's a great example of that. Well, Elijah is too. But Elijah's a great example because here's a man that's just being obedient to God. No one's ever heard of Elijah the Tishbite before until all of a sudden, in obedience to God, he stands before the king, King Ahab, and pronounces there's going to be a drought upon the land because he's speaking the Word of God, and there will be a drought on the land until he speaks otherwise, and only as God says for him to speak. And then those things took place. You know, Elijah didn't wait until the drought came and said, okay, you see here, King Ahab, that there's a drought going on? Well, that's because. No, he went forward and spoke it. And you're going to see throughout the Word of God, it's people who act in faith. They hear from God. They act in faith. They obey what the Word says. And it's in that obedience and in that faith, that's where you see God moving. And we see the same thing that the prophet is saying to the people here. You're saying that, well, you know, when God provides the opportunity, the time, the resources, the money, obviously God's just not ready yet to rebuild his house. But no, faith says, if you were told to rebuild the house, then you do it. And once you start moving, then God will make the provision. God will take care of providing all those things. So many times in our lives, this is what we do. We wait and say, well, you know, it just doesn't look right. It's not convenient. It's not easy. I don't have the resources, so I can't yet do that. And so we wait for God to move. But that's contrary. We say to ourselves, well, when God makes the provision, then I'll go ahead and move. Well, you're going to be waiting for a long time because that's not faith. Faith is moving in obedience and doing what the Lord has said. And once you start to move in obedience, then he makes the provision. So here the prophet says in verse number 6, you've sown much, but you've reaped little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you do not have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And the one who earns wages has earned them and put them into a bag with holes in it. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, your previous and present conduct, and how you have fared. So God's saying through the prophet to the people, have you noticed? Because you've not been obedient. You were given the instruction. You were given the instruction almost 20 years ago to rebuild the house. But you've been waiting. You've been saying, well, it's not yet time. We'll know when it's time because God's going to make the provisions for it. So for 18 years, the people didn't obey. Now for 18 years, they did take care of themselves. They did take care of their own homes. They didn't take care of God's house, but they took care of their own homes, and they waited until it looked like it was God's time, rather than just obeying. And then as they obeyed, God would make provision. 18 years were wasted, and they continually justified and rationalized in their minds, well, it's not yet God's time. How many times do we do this in our lives? And the prophet is saying, I want you to consider what's happened. Because you haven't been obedient, and because you haven't stepped out in faith, have you looked at how you fared over all these years? You've sown much, you plant a lot of seeds, but you don't get a great harvest. You eat, but you never have enough. You're never quite filled. You drink, but you don't have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but you're never quite warm. You're doing all the things that you can for yourself, but you never quite are able to meet your needs. And he who earns wages has earned them and put them into a bag with holes in it. Consider your ways, your previous and your present conduct, and how you've fared. See, the prophet is saying to them, you're missing an important element, the most important element here, because you're not operating in faith. You're not operating in obedience. A, it's obedience, and then it's through obedience you act in faith. Because they didn't do that, they probably, you know, when the prophet spoke those words, I'm sure the people thought, you know, we've been going through a time where it seems like the harder we work, the further behind we get. Ever felt that way in your life? The harder you try to accomplish something, the harder you try to do something, the further away that goal tends to get. I mean, you can look with the best of intentions. I'm sure there's a lot of people in our current government today that have the best of intentions. Now, I'm sure there are people in our government that have good intentions. But if you're not doing things in obedience to God, if you're not doing things in obedience and operating in faith, you're going to continue to do things and do things, and you work hard and you think you're doing the right things. You're doing the right things that make sense to the natural mind. But the harder you work, the farther away you get. The more you do things that appear logical in the natural mind, the further away you get from solving the problems. How many times have you felt like you work really hard, but you can't get ahead financially? You work hard, maybe you've got raises in your jobs, but you never seem to get ahead financially. Well, this is exactly what the Lord is saying to the people through the prophet Haggai. He's saying, you're not being obedient. You need to obey, and you need to operate in faith. When you obey and you operate in faith, you're going to see that your needs are met. When you're disobedient and there is no faith, well, you're relying on your own abilities. You're relying on your own strength. You're relying on what you can do. Instead of putting your trust, your reliance, your hope, everything that you have in God, you're relying on flesh. You're relying on the strength of the flesh as opposed to God. And that's always going to result with the frustration of never having enough. You eat, but you're never filled. You drink, but you're always thirsty. You sow, and you sow, and you expect a harvest, but the harvest never quite arrives anywhere near the fullness that you expected. You earn a lot of wages, but you're putting those wages because you're not trusting God, you're trusting in yourself. It's like putting those wages and putting that money in a bag with holes in it. So you don't see it, but all the coinage is falling out as you're moving forward in life. And then you go to your bag and you're, hey, what happened to all my money? This is the way that we often live our lives. And this is exactly what God is saying through the prophet Haggai to those at that time, but the same truth, those same principles are true for us today. In fact, if you look at, we even see this truth in the New Testament. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, I hope this is a very familiar verse for you, it says this. 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You see, the people in Haggai's time, they were carnally minded. They were looking at building up their own homes and saying, well, it's not yet easy. Obviously, God's not in this yet, so we're not going to build, even though we're told to build a house, we're not going to build the house of God yet because obviously God hasn't put that all together. But they weren't spiritually minded, but they were certainly carnally minded because they were taking care of their own homes. They were building things up. You know, they were paneling and making comfortable their own homes and their lives. They were feeding the carnal, but they were not feeding the spiritual. They were taking care of their own homes, but they were not taking care of the home of God, God's house. How many times are we taking care of our body, our flesh, our own carnal needs, but we're not taking care of the spiritual needs? You know, we're not focusing on the Lord. We're not putting our trust in Him. We're not being obedient. We're not even listening to Him. And if we are taking care of our own carnal needs and not taking care of the spiritual needs, if we're taking care of the carnal house and adorning the flesh, adorning our homes, adorning ourselves in those ways that we can, focused on the things of the world and not focused on the things of God, we're going to wind up being really frustrated because we're not taking care of the spiritual. We're not taking care of the spiritual man. And we're going to say to ourselves, how come I sow and I never have enough? There's never that harvest. How come I eat, but I'm never full? I drink, but I'm still thirsty. Why is it that I work hard, I earn more money, but I never seem to get ahead? It's because you're taking care of the carnal and not taking care of the spiritual. It's because my priorities are out of order. It's exactly what Romans said, what Paul said in the book of Romans. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If I really want to see advances in my life, I need to take care of the spiritual first. Then everything else, the carnal will take care of itself. The natural world will take care of itself. If I'm taking care of the spiritual first, the natural things will take care of themselves. That's the message that Haggai was giving to the people. And it's a message that still rings with truth in our lives today. I hope that brings illumination. And I hope that makes sense this morning. It makes sense in my mind. It's a good reminder for us all the time.